What's happening, everybody? This is your boy Oluwalami Goke Jr. This is episode 2 of the Daily Athlete Podcast. I appreciate every single one of you for tuning in. Today, I kind of want to get straight into the topic because this is something that was very challenging for me, especially early on in my career. And the topic of conversation is what to do and how to move and how to act when the people around you in your life don't see or share in your vision for your athletic career or your life at large, your goals, your big picture goals. Now, what I mean by that about your big picture goals is whether you're an athlete who wants to go play in the big leagues, be a pro, maybe you want to get a college scholarship, maybe you want to get a college scholarship, maybe you want to go to the Olympics like I did when I was in my early 20s, even when I was in high school. When you have big, major plans for something that you want to do in your life, it is inevitable that the people around you, especially the people who love and support you the most, might show and express some doubt in their belief of you being able to actually achieve those goals. And one of the main lessons I had to learn very early on was that these same people who love and care about you, who you would expect to support your dreams under any condition and to always be behind you and support you and give you that little pat on your back when you need it, I learned very quickly that oftentimes those same people don't give you that support that you may be looking for from them because they're looking out for what they believe is your best interest. I'll give you a brief example for context. When I graduated from college in 2012, I decided to do a few internships as part of completing my college degree, but also to get my professional career off the track started up too. And one of the internships I took was at Apple. Yes, the Apple that makes the phone you're probably listening to this podcast on. I had an internship at their corporate headquarters as a wellness intern. Now, this was a dream job. I was even shocked that I even got the internship because I kind of applied on a whim. But it was a three-month internship, and I had a great experience, and I learned a lot while I was out there. But towards the end of it, I had the opportunity to apply for a full-time position within the company. And I kind of laugh at myself as I look back on this because I look back and I realize that decision that I made in that moment before that interview to tell the person interviewing me that I'm doing this out of appreciation, but I am not going to take the job. Who goes into a job interview telling the people that they're basically not going to take the job? That's pro tip. If you want to get a job, don't say you're not going to take the job when you do the interview. So I went into the interview with my mind set on going back to the DC area at the end of the internship experience to begin training for the 2016 Olympics. And I did that. And looking back on it, it was that decision to leave that potential well-paying job and to take the scary leap of leaving the money behind that would have been on the table to chasing my dreams and seeing my vision through. Now, of course, when I tell my parents that story, or even when I told my parents that I decided not to take that job opportunity seriously back then in 2013 or end of 2012, they were kind of shocked. They were like, I know you want to do this Olympic thing, Olu, but you're going to have to put food on your table and you're going to have to pay your bills and all this real world stuff. But I had a vision in my mind of me being at the Olympic Games eating donuts for the first time in 4 years because I had seen through a goal that I had for myself. And I chose to follow that vision. And even though my parents and my family loved me to death, loved me to life, really, I don't think they understood why I decided to forgo those opportunities. Now, to tie this story up in a bow, it wasn't until we got to Rio in 2016 where my family was on ground with me in the country at the Olympic Games that they used to see on TV. Then they all started to realize it. They all started to get it. It just started to click. I'll never forget. My mom was like, okay, you know, when you left that Apple opportunity and you left these jobs on the table and you said that you're going to train for this Olympic thing. I didn't understand it. But when we got to Rio and I saw all the people and I was in the atmosphere and I just breathed it in and soaked it in, it all made sense to me and I understood. So that brings me to point number one of this podcast episode. Point number one is speak with certainty about your goals. See it. See that vision in your mind and speak on it as if it's already happened. Now, the reason this is really important is because, and I'm going to get a little bit heady here, but try to stay with me. The way we look at time, we like to look at clock time as if it's real time, right? And I'm not going to get too far into the quantum physics part of this, but put it this way. Time is an illusion. If you see within yourself something that you want to be, and you claim that today as if you already are that thing, well, nothing can take that away from you. If you're certain that you are who you are, no one can take that away from you. Perfect example. And I'm going to tie this down. What's your last name? My last name is Olamigoke. There's nothing nobody can tell me that my last name is not Olamigoke. I know that for a fact. I live it. I breathe it, right? Same thing. When I decided that I wanted to become a 2016 Olympian, I said, I'm an Olympian. That's it. The people around me didn't see that. They didn't understand it because it wasn't for them to see. But me, on the other hand, despite the doubts that were floating on around me and externally, as well as the doubts that may have been in my own mind, I learned to overcome them by speaking with certainty that I was going to be in the Olympic Games. Because rather than saying I'm going to be in the Olympic Games, I just said I am an Olympian. You're looking at an Olympian in the flesh long before I actually became one. If you can learn to speak with certainty about your goals, you start to literally bring those goals to life in front of you. Now, some of you listening to this conversation may have heard of the law of attraction, and some people might consider it woo-woo and all these other different terms. Let's not get lost in that. Fact of the matter is, if you can see what you want to be in your future and choose to live as that version of yourself right now, you begin to bring that vision of yourself to life, but only you can see that vision, right? Which brings me right into point number two. You need to protect your energy, protect the vibes. Knowing that only you can see your vision clearly, knowing that it's your responsibility to bring that vision to life with how you act and how you move and how you think about it, it's very important that you protect those big goals of yours by not always sharing them with the world. I know this sounds very counterintuitive because a lot of times we talk about speaking things to existence and we talk about speaking with confidence about who you actually are. And all of those things are things that you should do regularly. But it's also very important that you only share your vision with those who are aligned and who you can trust. Those people might not actually be your mom and your dad. They might not be your best friends. They might not be anybody you know currently. That is okay. That is perfectly fine. The only person who needs to believe in your vision is you. And eventually, if you believe it to the point that you know it, going back to point number one, if you believe it to the point that you know it with certainty, at some point, you may come around and just happen to find yourself around the type of people who do uplift that goal of yours. Now, I can't say who those people are going to be. It's your life. I'll have to leave that into your own judgment. But when you meet them, you'll know who they are. Learn to only share that treasure with the people who can appreciate it. Sometimes they're not the ones who are closest to you, and it can be painful at times. But I'll tell you what's even more painful. It's more painful to speak with passion and exuberance and tell somebody about all the plans you have for them to look back at you in the eye with skepticism and just kind of be like, you're tripping. That really hurts. So learn to protect the vibes. And when time comes, the right people will be there to see it. Even better, those people who may have doubted will see you actually bring it to life, and then they can't question it. So learn to protect the vibes. Don't always speak to everyone about your goals and your ideas. Keep that within your inner circle. Keep that within yourself and incubate it so that it grows to the point that nobody can deny it, the results of it, you know? Let your work show. And point number three, we're coming to the end of this one. It's very important that for whatever your goals might be, you make it real to yourself right here, right now. Now this is the juicy part. This is where we really tap into the power of the human mind. This is where with their concept of alchemy really comes into play, where the law of the attraction, which you may have heard of before, comes into play, where truly believing bigger than your circumstances comes into play. I'm going to give you another one of my own personal stories to relate this to you. If you're listening to this and you know me in the past, you know my mission about no donuts to Tokyo. I've decided I'm not going to have a single donut until the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, which is going to be 2021 now, but you get the point. How that all started was back in college, I used to eat donuts all the time. I used to crush a dozen. Every week I'd have at least a dozen. I know it sounds crazy. But finally, at one point, there came a moment where I was eating yet another dozen of donuts, and for the first time ever, my stomach just felt like it exploded out of nowhere. And I'll spare you the details, but I was on the ground rolling. My stomach was just hurting so bad. And I remember as I was rolling on the ground, literally rolling on the floor of my apartment, a simple question came to mind. And it was this: is this how an Olympian would eat? The simple answer is no. An Olympian wouldn't be eating donuts till their stomach was going to explode. So I decided in that moment two things. One, I wasn't going to have another donut until I came back from the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. And two, I'm going to act as if I'm already an Olympian today. No one can tell me I'm not. So the next day I went to work, I went on the computer, and I remember they had just released the Rio 2016 Olympics logo. And so I took that logo. It's like a little colorful, I can't even describe what it looks like. You have to Google it. And it said Rio 2016 under it. I took that logo, I copied it and pasted it like six times on a Word document. And underneath each one, I put Olu Olami Gokey Jr. In my mind, this was me making my own Olympic credential. So when you get to the Olympic Games, you get a pic, they take your picture and they give you a credential. It's basically your pass to get anywhere you need to get to in the Olympic Games Village and on, you know, all the facilities. And so in 2012, for the 2016 Olympics, I made my own mock Olympic credential. And I said I made six copies of it. I cut them out. I laminated a few of them. I put some of them in my wallet. I put one in my wallet, put one in my dresser, put one in my car. I lost many of them over the years. But the funny thing is, when 2016 came around, and I had went to the Nigeria National Championship and officially earned my spot on the Olympic team, I remember I actually got my real Olympic credential. And I went into my wallet. I pulled out that little wrinkly, dinky, dirtied up little card of my own mock credential that I had made for myself 4 years earlier. And the dream came full circle. All because of a small decision that I made in the moment 4 years earlier. I was going to act as if I was already the Olympian I wanted to be. I made it real in that moment, and it became real in time. And it's really as simple as that. It's not always easy to believe when there are a lot of doubts around you, because we can be in a doubtful world at times. But I can say this, it's as simple as seeing your vision for yourself. When others don't see the vision you have for yourself, and it can hurt so bad, especially when those other people are the ones closest to you. Understand that they may be doing it out of love. Understand that they may be doing it because they don't believe you. No matter what the case is, when you encounter doubts from the people who are not you yourself, learn to lock into that vision you have for yourself, okay? Speak with certainty about those goals you have for yourself. Be loose on the details of how those things are going to actually come to pass, but speak with certainty on the outcomes as if they've already happened. Know your goals, know your dreams as if they've already happened, like you know your last name. Protect your energy, protect your vibes. Share that those dreams, those ambitions with only those you can trust, who you know will incubate them and elevate you with them, and make it real right now in the moment. Take a small step to make your dreams real and live them now. Because here's the cool part. When you realize that nothing is promised, that the world could end tomorrow and nobody's going to the next Olympics, then you better just do yourself the favor of experiencing that experience right here, right now. You owe it to yourself. So before I sign off, I want to make sure I'm giving you an actionable step so you guys can take these lessons and apply them right here, right now. Does no good listening to this if you don't actually put the words into action. So write down what one of your goals is, for 1 to 3 of your goals for your next season, or maybe a longer term goal, like something for your next 3 to 5 years in your athletic career. And this goal you write down needs to be big. Do not back down from the magnitude of your dreams. Do not back down from the magnitude of your goals. If you want to be the next Olympic champion, write that down. If you want to be the next Super Bowl MVP, write that down. Don't back down from it, okay? Now, as you see this goal on your on that piece of paper, whether you've written on a piece of paper or you typed it in your phone, think of one way that you can make that dream real right here and right now. I gave you the example of how I thought of myself as an Olympian, so I made my own makeshift Olympic credential years before I ever went. If you want to be the Super Bowl MVP, go buy a Wilson football and sign your name on that football in Sharpie and put Super Bowl MVP underneath it and keep it in a place where you can always see it. You don't have to show it to anybody. You don't have to post it on Instagram. You don't even have to tell me about it. But do this. Do this and believe that there's nothing that can hold you back from that thing that you've written down from coming to pass. Okay? Lock into this vision. See this vision in your mind's eye. Close your eyes and actually see yourself becoming that Super Bowl MVP. See yourself becoming that next Olympic champion. See yourself becoming whatever it is that you have written down on that piece of paper, and know it like it is your own last name. Okay? I hope this episode was helpful for you guys. Feel free to holler at me in my Instagram accounts. Give me some submissions for what you wanted me to talk about next. And other than that, I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.